This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, December 3, Eve and the Gospel Promise. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 3. Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman he said, "I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." 1 John 3, verse 8. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Eve's name is not mentioned in Matthew or Luke's genealogy, but it's important to include her as we reflect on God's promise to bring the Savior. Having been tempted by the serpent, Satan, Eve disobeyed God, and so did Adam. Sin damaged Eve's relationship to her husband and her childbearing. Yet there is hope. Genesis 3:15 includes what is often called the first gospel promise. God promised that one of Eve's offspring would crush Satan and the power of sin in this world, and yet the offspring would be wounded in the process. When Eve gave birth to her first son, she may have thought this child would be the promised victor over sin. She named him Cain, saying, "With the help of the Lord, I've brought forth a man." But Cain was not the promised one. Cain only made things worse by murdering his brother. Many generations later, another woman, Mary, gave birth to a son, and he was named Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. He, the Son of God and Son of Man, came to destroy the devil's work by dying on the cross to save us. That battle will not be over until Jesus comes again. What a day that will be, when the victory over sin will be complete. Pray with me. God of grace and peace, thank you for continually working to bring the Savior, Jesus, to crush Satan under his feet. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that one day your victory over sin will be complete. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.